As you grow older, as you reach retirement age, should we become more reserved and measured, setting an example to the younger generation? Or should we just let loose, enjoy our golden years and just do whatever we want after a lifetime of hard work? Is this not what we deserve? Well, you can pick up the phone on that subject this morning too, 08459 555 678 or text 81771 or tweet at BBC Nolan. But we're talking about this because there are reports that the broadcaster Joan Bakewell, appointed as a voice for older people by Gordon Brown, is making a panorama programme documentary on binge drinking pensioners. And according to the Guardian newspaper, Joan says it's the pensioners we should worry about. Well, yes, like Lady Steele, the wife of the former Lib Dem leader David Steele, in the paper yesterday and today. She's caused quite a stir by revealing that her 70th birthday present to herself was a pink jaguar tattoo on her shoulder. She said it was very liberating because it was proving that you're never too old to do mad things. And yet I see in the Daily Mail this morning that when her son got a tattoo when he was in his teens, they were horrified, but it's okay for her now at 70. Well, is she right? Is she too old to get a tattoo? Are you ever too old to get a tattoo? Christine Hamilton's on the line. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Linda.
And local commentator Bill Jeffrey. Christine, I never thought I'd ask you this, but do you have a tattoo?
No, I don't. It's not something I've ever been tempted with. I'm not quite 70 yet. I'm 63, but my goodness, if I wanted one, I'd jolly well do it. And I don't think I'd ask my husband. He wouldn't mind. He's taken so much in his stride. But I was amazed when I saw that Lady Steele had had a tattoo. She's kind of the last person on earth you'd expect to do it.
Yes, I felt that way too. I could thought of a long list of people, and you might have been at the top.
But I thought, good for her. She's gone whacking up in my estimation. I think, you know, revenge yourself on your kids, spend their inheritance. And pensioners aren't. I'm a pensioner. I've been a pensioner for 3 years. I've got a bus pass, you know. But I'm not old. I'm incredibly young at heart. And I still wear riotous colours. You know, why wear one when six will do? And I behave like a juvenile delinquent. And why not? I mean, you're not old when you're a pensioner any longer.
You don't think you should be setting an example?
Why?
Well, you are, but it's a bad one. You are
living life to the full and not letting things get you down and pushing on through and, you know, surmounting obstacles. I do set an example to all that. But no, and I think we haven't got children, which I suppose makes one a bit more liberated. But my nephews think I'm incredibly sort of, I nearly said wacky and backy. That gives the wrong impression. but I remember, can I just quickly say, about 8 years ago, I did the Rocky Horror Show, which is all sort of sex, drugs and rock and roll and dressing up in fishnet tights and basques and things like that. And we were doing it in Oxford. And my nephew, he'd come to meet us for tea, and he was only about 14. And he was clearly, there were people wandering around Oxford all dressed up in this strange gear, as you do for the Rocky Horror Show. And he was terribly quiet. And suddenly the penny dropped. And I said, Edward, nobody is going to know that that's your aunt out there on the stage unless you tell them. So I said, it's going to be fine. And suddenly his face sort of smiled.
He was slightly ashamed then.
Well, he was very worried. And then he loved it.
Bill Jeffrey, when we used to talk to you as head of the Small Business Federation, I don't think I'd have asked you this, but do you have a tattoo?
I don't have a tattoo, Linda, but I have two beautifully placed little moles, which I'm told are just as good, and they're natural.
You could always do join the dots. You could do good morning, young Bill.
Where are they, Bill?
Yes, where are they, Bill?
On my cheek.
That's not quite what we had
on a radio show. I can't tell you. Just you'll have to guess which cheek.
Which cheek? Well, exactly. I was wondering.
And if you did join the dots up and made it into a tattoo, what kind of tattoo would you like to have, Bill?
Well, I think I would have to have something masculine.
Excuse me for that.
A symbol of masculinity.
What would that be?
I think it would be Herculean in outlook, you know, something like that.
And are you, I think you are growing old, disgracefully, because I've heard you talking about some very unsuitable subjects on this Nolan show in the past. Are you a believer in setting a bad example, not a good example?
Well, honestly, now I have to take it up with Lady Steele. I'm delighted with her vitality and vivacity and that sort of thing. But I really, really do think that she should be told, don't be crass, act with gravitas. With 70 comes dignity, knowledge, patience, wisdom, responsibility, and also a duty to set an example. Her birthday is 70, not 07. She's back into her second childhood syndrome. It's almost juvenile delinquency. delinquent system. And as for the Pink Panther, as for the Pink Jaguar, of course I've heard of Pink Panthers, but Grey Panthers, I think Grey Panthers should act responsibly. They do open themselves to ridicule when they do this sort of thing.
Oh,
I think
gosh.
They have a place, and it's good to see them alive and well and vital, but that's over the top.
On the line with me now at the moment is Bill Jeffries and indeed Christine Hamilton, and disagreeing as to whether one should be allowed to grow old disgracefully. But Christine, to be truthful, you've behaved disgracefully most of your life, really, haven't you? Why would you change now?
Well, exactly. I've been thinking while I was listening to the news that, I mean, obviously, that could be interpreted to say, go and do what you like, go and take drugs, go and drink and drive. But obviously it doesn't. It just means as long as it's, you know, within the law. And I don't think having a tattoo at 70 is setting a bad example, really. It's not as though she's had her entire body covered. Perish the thought. So I think as long as it, you know, within limits, I'm not just saying complete laissez-faire, within limits. But, oh, basically, if you can't let your hair down and let off steam and have fun when you're in your declining years. I mean, I'm 63. How many sort of really active years have I got left? Let's be honest. Not that many.
So another 20.
Well, maybe another 20, but that's not long, is it?
Well, is maybe Lady Steele doing this because she wants to be noticed, because she's feeling at 70 that she's sinking into this, we're back to this grey business, but sinking into the grey era where no one notices a woman of a certain age. And she's got it on her shoulder. She wants people to notice it.
Well, that may well be true. And she has, I don't want to be offensive to her, but she may have had an amazing career in her own right, but I'm not aware of it. So perhaps, you know, she's always felt that her husband's been the one out there doing things, the one that people know about. Forgive me if she's, you know, done something huge. And she may just think, well, yes, I do want to be noticed. But you're quite right. When you do get old, this is why I think somebody once said to me years ago, when people stop looking at you for what you look like, you've got to wear the vibrant clothes, you've got to make them look at you, wow, look at that person. And I think it says a lot about you. It says, I am still here, I'm not over the hill, so I shall go on wearing ludicrous colours when I'm if I ever get there in my 90s.
But you know, children do mind if their mothers get noticed at the school gates or whatever. You're saying you don't have children, you know, your nephew thinks it's great, but I remember one of my children saying, Mum, you're not going to answer the door like that when I was... I'll tell you what I was wearing. I don't know why I'm telling anybody this. I was wearing leopard skin leggings I used to wear in the house for comfort.
Oh.
Stop it, Bill. And one of my boys said, Mum, you're not going to answer the door like that. He was ashamed of me. And I, Bill...
Where is yours? Linda McCauley, I must know, where is yours, please?
I didn't say I had one. I said I would reveal if I had one and where.
I was listening to your voice and it said secretly, I do have a tattoo.
Do you think? Do you think I would have a tattoo?
Pound.
And if I had a tattoo, what would it be of and where would it be?
I think you're a romantic woman and it would probably be something beautiful like a rose. Or a butterfly. Yes, you're a little butterfly, Linda. And the rose would have no thorn.
This is the most unsuitable discussion I think we should be having at this time in the morning.
Well, before I want to say something else, please, but I really would love to know, do you have one?
Well, I'll...
Confess. I'll tell nobody. I'll not tell anybody.
No one's listening.
No. Well, I'll maybe think about revealing that in a moment or two.
Okay.
But Bill, do you think a woman should have to ask her husband if she should be allowed to have a tattoo?
Oh, I would be of the old school. Absolutely. And indeed, she should get permission in writing in triplicate so that there's no disagreement about that. But, you know, the issue is Lady Steele will become known in Northern Ireland terms as the old doll. The old doll with a tattoo. And that's a play on the girl with the dragon tattoo.
She's
now become the pensioner with the dragon tattoo.
The thing about tattoos is, and she says in this article, she chose to have it on her shoulder because she says I'll save myself. She said, I'm quite a large lady, so I decided to have it on my shoulder because I've got nice smooth shoulders or something along those lines. I worry about some of these young girls who've got them across their stomachs and their legs and what have you. When things go downwards, as Christine, you must agree with me, things do, these tattoos are going to become very misshapen.
Well, I quite agree. I mean, some tattoos are very pretty. I mean, my niece has got one on her ankle. I mean, my brother nearly keeled over when she had that, but it's very discreet. It's a kind of Samantha Cameron one. I think they can look just grotesque. I think it's a question of degree. I just don't particularly like them on anybody, really.
Particularly those ones that young men have that they look like got like a sleeve on with their whole arms done.
I just don't think it's attractive, but that's just a personal thing. I think it's a question of, I think it is a very good question whether you should ask your spouse or not. Let's not say husband, but your spouse. I think it depends. If you know that his or her reaction is going to be completely horrified, then clearly don't ask, just do it.
To hell with the consequences.
Well, yes, I mean, either way, if you think they're not going to mind, don't ask. And if you think they're going to be horrified, don't ask, because it's then much more difficult to go ahead when they've said don't.
Do you ever ask your husband permission for anything?
Well, I would never do anything to hurt him, so I don't need to, and vice versa.
That's a good basis. I want to bring in William, because William, you've got a suggestion for Bill.
I have indeed. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, William.
I don't want to be too hard on you now, Bill. I once accused you that if you could have your way, you would still be sending children up chimneys. Because
that's true. I with the unemployment situation jobs for young people,
Yes, go ahead, William.
Would you please let me finish, Bill? I want an accusation about that, because when you're on, it's always work, 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 and it seems to be for less, for less, for less.
He's not talking work this morning.
Bill, if you don't mind, and this is only in a fun way, but if you did like to have a tattoo, I could make a suggestion. And I think it would suit the way you come over on the radio. Now, if you had this one on your forehead, you heard a Scrooge. I think that would just sit you down to the ground.
William, you're off my Christmas card list.
I always was, Phil. Anyway, Phil, it's nice to speak to you. It's nice to have a joke with you.
Have you got a tattoo, William?
I don't have a tattoo. Never had one.
Never have one. Hey, we could have Bah Humbug across Bill's.
That would be great. Okay, then.
Thanks for phoning. The phone lines are open if you want to ring in a mega suggestion about a tattoo of what you've got, or whether you think it's suitable for a woman of 70 to have a tattoo, or maybe you think that no one should have a tattoo, that as you grow older, they're going to sag, they're going to become appalling looking. And Christine, you're not going to get one then for your birthday.
I'm not going to get one, no. I'm not going to get one.
Well, the final moment has come. Bill, you really want me to tell you the truth?
Linda, please.
Well, the answer is I don't have a pad tattoo. No, I don't. I think they are absolutely horrendous. I think they are offensive on your skin. I think it would look awful as I grow older. And I'm sorry to disappoint, Bill. No, I don't have a tattoo. Too much information there, wasn't there?
Yes.
I'm sorry to disappoint.
I can hear the disappointment in Bill's voice.
Honestly.
Yeah, and I thought it would be. No, I'm not even...
All sorts of wonderful creatures leaping all around your body.
Darren's on the phone. Good morning, Darren. You've got one of these big armfuls, have you?
I have my arm about three quarters finished, the whole arm.
Right up from your wrist, that does describe it to me. What's the picture? What's the design?
It's all different. So it's things that I picked, things that's sort of relevant to me that all ties in together. But I see it as art. I hang the art on the wall.
And how far up your arm have you got to?
It's up to probably the ball of my shoulder at the minute.
And how much does that cost?
So far, we're looking at about 15 or 1600 quid.
Oh, Darren, that's a lot of money. What age are you?
I'm 37.
And that's how you choose to spend your money. It's your money.
Well, that's exactly as I say. I don't hang art on the wall. I hang it on my arm.
Sean in Belfast texted in on 81771. He says, anyone of any age who wears tattoos has a self-confidence problem. Sean, ring in and we'll put you up on the air with Darren. Do you have a self-confidence problem, Darren?
Not at all. I'm quite the opposite. So, I'm quite confident myself.
So why do you want this?
I just like them. As I say, it's relevant to me. It's things that I've picked and things that sort of mean something to me. On my arm, it's all something going to remember me. Every time I look at my arm, I remember something.
And what happens when you're 70 and that arm's a little saggy and wrinkly?
Well, sure, I don't think I'll see 70, but if I'm lucky enough to see 70, I'll still have my memories.
I'm just appalled at how much money it costs. Are you going to keep going? Where are you going to stop? I mean, once you've started, you've got a lot of body to go.
I don't know. I've got two in my legs. I've got one on my stomach. I've got one on my back. I've got my other arm down the inside of my other arm done. So I'm not going to go mad and go, oh, my tattoos you can't see. You know, they're all covered. So it's not as if it's a show-off-to-the-world thing. It's just for myself.
Does it hurt?
Not really. No. I had one that hurt right at the bottom of my wrist, but that was it.
There's a fella I've seen pictures of in the papers and on television. He's got his whole skull done.
Yeah.
And that looks really sore.
I would say, well, the closer to the bone, the sorer it is. But, I mean, it's 5 minutes and it's done.
And what happens as it fades and sags?
It happens. Everything happens. I'm a good believer in whatever comes your way. So, I mean, if it fades and sags, at least I'd still be able to look at it and remember why I got it.